Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Minot Federal Savings and Loan Association versus the United States. It is a 1970 case, and it is the foundational authority for partition treatment and cost segregation. Minot Federal ran a savings and loan office. When they built out their space, they used pre-manufactured partition systems as room dividers. These were not permanent walls built into the structure. They were manufactured partition units that could be moved and relocated. The company also included door units within those partitions. Minot Federal claimed investment tax credit for those partition systems. The IRS disagreed. The dispute went to the U.S. District Court in North Dakota, and the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals reviewed the case the same year, in 1970. Both courts siding with the taxpayer. The key question was simple. Are these partitions part of the building, or are they something more like equipment or furniture? The answer came down to movability. The partitions could be detached. They could be picked up and moved to a different location. The building itself did not depend on them. They organized the interior, but the structure stood on its own without them. That made them tangible personal property, not structural components. Personal property qualifies for faster tax write-off, which means bigger deductions sooner. Now, why does a case from 1970 matter today? Two reasons. First, the principle is still the law. The specifics of the investment tax credit are gone, but the reasoning about what counts as personal property versus structural component still drives how courts and the IRS think about partitions today. Second, two major cases built directly on Minot Federal, King Radio, decided in 1973, extended the same reasoning to a combined office and production facility with movable wall systems. Mallinckrodt, decided in 1985, went the other way for permanently attached, non-reusable drywall partitions and distinguished them from the Minot Federal result. Together, these three cases define the full range of the partition question. Minot Federal and King Radier are the pro-taxpayer end. Mallinckrodt is the line where the argument stops working. In your cost segregation study, Minot Federal is the foundation. If your property has demountable partition systems, modular office walls, or reconfigurable interior layouts, this case is part of the legal authority that supports moving those costs to a faster write-off category. The rule is the same now as it was in 1970. A partition you can move is personal property. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.